Whitehead, Howe, Vaughn, Gibson, and Slaney on the ice for Regina. Tulk, Wetch, Fawcett, Yakimchuk, and Williams on the ice for Calgary. Faceoff won by the Hitmen at center. Right side, Wetch off the glass. He floats it forward. Tulk over the line at the right wing side for Calgary. Centers it, and he almost got Fawcett for an open net. That had goal marked all over it, Drew. Right point, Yakimchuk shoots off the post. Almost got the Hitman defenseman record for goals. Yakimchuk takes it to the corner. He lost it. Ty Gibson for the Pats. Off the far boards and out to center. Yakimchuk goes back into the Calgary zone for the Hitman. Loads and sends it down the ice. Tulk slides the puck to the front of the net. Fawcett centers it. What a save by Huey. He robbed Carson Wetch with the spread eagle blocker punch.
Well, that's not the start you want to have to the second period if you're the Regina Pats, but how about that save by Ewan Huey? I just talked about it before the puck had dropped. He looks like he's playing with a ton of confidence, and he keeps the Pats up 1-0 right there with a beautiful cross-ice play and a blocker save. One of the nicest saves we've seen from Ewan Huey this season. Complete robbery by the Regina Pats goaltender right there.
Face-off on the blocker side of Huey. Faceoff won by Calgary as Muranov gets the puck into the corner. Well, hey, the Pats need a big save. They could not find a big save over their previous three. They've got some big ones tonight from QA. Wilson banks it off the boards. Pats can't clear. Now it goes off the chest of Muranov and out to center. A minute into the second, 1-0 Pats. Haynes moves it out to center for Regina. Puck chipped in on the left wing side by Sam Aremba. Williams wraps it around the boards and back out to center ice. Tyson Greenway couldn't get it deep. That neutralized Dale to Muranov over the Regina line at the right side. Takes it to the near circle. Maxime Muranov slides it across the ice. Ben Kindle for Calgary. Hails from Coquitlam, pushed outside the line. Right side, Brennan Osborne out of Pitt Meadows, BC. Goes D to D for Calgary. And the puck redirected into the Hitman bench off the stick of Shichkin. And out of play, 18:24 to go in the second. It's 1-0 Pats face off at neutral ice.
Yeah, Muranov was just going right off and into the bench, and that puck kind of hit him and bounced right into the Calgary Hitman bench right through the door. So, like you said, the faceoff will come at center ice.
18:24 to go in the second. Pats up 1-0. Faceoff won by Calgary as the puck is rimmed around the boards by Osborne. At the hash marks, Regina able to clear it out. Here's Temple rushing down the ice over the Calgary line. Right side centers it. Rowan had it go off his feet. Would have had an opportunity on that 2-on-1 for Regina. Now back at center ice. Chance up the middle finds Rowan. Backhands the puck up the gut. Bouncing puck. Temple takes it off his body to the net. He shoots! And it's stopped on the right post by Alex Garrett. What a play by Cole Temple, who's been buzzing early on in this hockey game. 17:53 to go in the second. Pats still lead 1-0.
Yeah, it's Cole Temple with creating a couple opportunities right there, Dante. That pass for Zane Rowan just barely missed the mark, and that would have had Rowan in on a partial breakaway. Then Temple takes matters into his own hands. It looked like he was going to fake and go to the middle, and then tried to cut right underneath the blocker of Garrett. That was a tough save. Temple almost squeezed that one in along the post.
Face off of the blocker side of Alex Garrett. Peskin scores! Off the tie-up, Logan Peskin, bar down, and the Pets are up 2-0. Peskin with his sixth of the season, 17:50 to go in the second.
Almost like they drew that one up, Dante. Braxton Whitehead wins the faceoff. Logan Peskin sees the loose puck sitting right there behind the dot and fires one home top shelf. And the Pats, they needed that first goal in the second period, the way things have gone for them in the middle frame.
And look how enthusiastic Brad Hiroff is on that bench.
Regina Pat goal, his sixth of the season, scored by number 10, Logan Peskin. Assist to number 52, Braxton Whitehead.
Haynes, left point, wrist shot goes wide of the Calgary net. Barnett takes it to the right corner for Regina. Up the boards to Bridgman at the right point. Slides it off his stick, back into the right corner. Peskin will finish his check. Leonard rims it around the boards. And now Hamilton stretch pass got blocked. Howe on the interception, up the middle, charging over the Calgary line at the right side. He centers it, shot by Vaughn, missed the net. Left side, Slaney back below the goal line. How the Pats captain works behind the net. Tries the Michigan, and he almost pulled it off. Oh, Drew. Oh, boy, here comes Calgary the other way. Fawcett over the line. Drives it into the right corner. Stops. He'll center it up top. Yakimchuk, nice move. Slips it over. One-timer by Wetch is stopped. Good shoulder save, QA. Tanner Howe flips it off the video. No, I thought it would have hit the video board, but now it comes out to center. Fawcett dumps the puck into the Regina zone. In behind the net. Slaney to knock it down. Spencer digs it up. Off the left boards. Out to center for Howe. Unable to place it in the Calgary corner. Goes off the skate of Howe in the slot. Here's Spencer. He shoots. Scores! Spencer with his 19th of the season, 16:22 to go in the second period.
Well, how about that for a start to the middle frame, Dante? Ty Spencer takes the puck into the high slot. It's Jackson Vaughn providing the screen right in front of Alex Garrett. Ty Spencer makes no mistake, fires that one home, and the Pats with two quick goals in this second period, up 3-0.
What a goal by Ty Spencer in the slot. Rips it far side on Alex Garrett. 3-0 Pats. Faceoff won at center by Calgary. Shichkin dumps the puck in around the Regina boards. Baranov redirects it in behind the net.
Regina Pat goal, his 19th of the season. Scored by number 19.
Here's a Rembo over the line. He shoots. That's blocked.
Assist to number 43, Tanner Howe. To number 51, Jackson Vaughn. Time of the goal, 3:38. Spencer, 19th of the season from Howe and Vaughn, 3:38.
In behind the Regina net, Rowan gets pushed up against the right corner boards. Calgary digs it up. Left point, Shichkin in for the Hitman. Shoots, and that one deflected over the net. Right side, Yakimchuk for Calgary. Pushes the puck into the corner. Here's Aremba. Shovels it around the dasher. Left point, Williams holds it in for Calgary. He shoots it straight over the net. Yakimchuk plays it back of the net. Ben Kindle up top. One-timer, Williams sticked aside to the right corner by Huey. Man, he's on tonight. Yakimchuk, right point, loading. And he fans on it, takes another shot. That's blocked, went off a skate. He's tied up with Aremba. Loose puck in the Regina zone. Moore has it for the Hitman. Right point, Mays, wrist shot, good block. 5 minutes into the second, 3-0 Pats. Left point, Williams takes a shot, deflected, good save by Huey. Kendall up top, one-timer, Yakimchuk, it stopped. And the rebound pushed to the corner. Rowan off the boards, down the ice. Pats ice it right here with 14:48 to play in the second. 3-0 Regina with two goals here in this second period. Regina getting goals for Moore, Peskin, and Spencer. Faceoff back to our right. And hey, maybe going back to that last goal for Regina to make it 3-0. Big save by Huey on one of the end of the ice. Nice play by Yakimchuk to create space. And then Huey robs Wetch in front. Regina comes back the other way and scores.
And that's right there the point that we've been talking about, how valuable it is to get those big saves. You and Huey providing them this afternoon. There's another one, Dante.
Bouncing puck in the left corner in the Regina zone. Placed up against the boards. Vaughn digs it up back of the net over to Barsic, right side. Slams it off the wall back to center ice. Bocharov flips the puck in behind the Regina net. Played aside by Huey. Bocharov playing his 200th game tonight here in the Western Hockey League. Rowan gets it at center. Across the Calgary line. Shoots it low and wide. Wilson takes the carom off the right boards and flips it behind the net. Bocharov for Calgary. Hands it off. Leonard off the right boards. Bocharov redirects it down the ice on the right wing side. And an icing coming up with 14:02 to go in the second. 3-0 Pats. Faceoff 2 hour left. Braxton Whitehead and Tanner Howe have picked up two assists in this hockey game. Goals from Moore, Peskin, and Spencer. One in the first two early in this second period. And the Pats lead 3-0 faceoff to our left.
And the exact type of start that the Regina Pats needed in this second period, Dante. Not getting them the last couple of games. But here we go. Two goals by them quickly out of the gate.
Hamilton goes back to the Calgary net. And one hands it out to center ice. Bocharov redirects it into the Regina zone behind the net. Here's Carson Haynes out of Tabor, Alberta. Long pass Temple into the Calgary zone. Puts on the brakes. Backhand pass in front block. Now Whitehead in the left corner for Regina. Up the boards. He gets tied up. Shichkin right on his tail. Puck squeaks near the left point. And now back to center ice for Calgary. Fawcett moves it ahead. Wetch over the line. Right side, he shoots. Low save. Rebound cleaned up by Haynes. High off the glass. Left point held in. Shichkin a long shot and a stop made by Huey on the right post. Covered up. 13:23 to go in the second. 3-0 Pats. Media timeout brought to you by 22 Fresh. You're listening to Bennett Dunlop for Regina Pats Hockey on 620 CKRM.
Unite and ignite. All the action of Bennett Dunlop Ford Regina Pats Hockey is on the voice of Saskatchewan. 620 CKRM.
13:23 to play in the second. Media timeout brought to you by 22 Fresh. 3-0 Pats. Fawcett, a pass, kicks off his skate to the right point. Yakimchuk, a long shot punched aside by Huey. Rebound Fawcett from the left circle. Shoots, that's blocked. Fawcett redirects it into the corner. Gibson for the Pats plays it up the boards, redirected out to center ice by Whitehead, and now the play just inside the Regina line goes offside on Calgary. 13:03 to go in the second period. Regina leading this hockey game 3-0. Maybe taking a look at ahead of the next, I guess, 12 games for the Regina Pats. Three more will be at home, 9 on the road. They'll play Moose Jaw 3 times in March, Prince Albert twice in the month of March, and Brandon for the final 6 games following this U.S. road trip that's coming up on Friday in Spokane. So a big, long road trip coming up for Regina. Morana busting over the Regina line from center. Shoots the puck off the right corner boards. Barnett has it for the Pats. From the corner, flips the puck all the way over the head of the defenseman Osborne down the ice, and an icing coming up on Regina, Drew.
Yeah, obviously you talked about it, the big long road trip coming up, and not only do the Pats need a win right now to stay in that playoff race, but how valuable is it to get a win right now when you head out onto the road, and then there's a lengthy period of time in March where you really don't play a ton of games as well, but you do come home and you get PA, Moose Jaw, and Brandon a few times as well, so they do have lots of games left against the Eastern Conference, but there's not going to be many coming up as of late, so a valuable 2 points right now.
Yeah, Drew, this is the final game against the Central Division opponent this season, or a team based in Alberta.
And the two teams that you're fighting for that last playoff spot right now are Alberta teams, in the Calgary Hitmen here this afternoon and the Lethbridge Hurricanes, who are taking on Red Deer today.
12:44 to go in the second period. Pats up 3-0. The last time we did an out-of-town scoreboard update, Red Deer and Lethbridge had not started playing just yet with that time change. Parsick off the boards, couldn't clear the Regina line. Greenway, pass in front, gets blocked by Spencer, playing center for the Pats, was placed up in the middle of the ice. Loose puck near the point, Greenway gets it out to center ice for Calgary. Hamilton, a stretch pass, goes underneath the stick of Baranov, and an icing coming up on Calgary. 12:21 to play in the second. Pats up 3-0 with two early goals scored by Logan Peskett and Ty Spencer in this second period. Both of them coming in the opening 4 minutes of the frame after Zach Moore scored the opening goal for Regina 6 minutes into the first period. Faceoff now to our left in Pats, or in Hitman territory.
Can't talk about it enough. That's exactly what the doctor ordered for the Regina Pats, who against the Swift Current Broncos on Friday and Saturday had tough second period, but they look like a different club this afternoon in the middle frame against the Calgary Hitmen so far.
Temple will take the face off the left circle. He'll get thrown out for Sam Oremba, who takes the draw against the 20-year-old Tyson Greenway of St. Albert, Alberta. Face off won by Calgary back of their net. Temple steals it, unable to center it in front. Good attempt nonetheless. Bouncing puck at center. Dumped back in by Oremba. Wilson off the boards, down the ice by Hamilton, and that is going to be an icing coming up on Calgary. Faceoff coming back to our left. We're 8 minutes into the second period. Pats leading this hockey game 3-0. And multi-point games from Tanner Howe and Braxton Whitehead, who each have 2 assists. Faceoff back inside the Calgary zone to our left.
Yeah, and that's what you'd expect out of those two guys, the way they've been playing this year. And Tanner Howe coming in with 8 points in 3 games against the Calgary Hitmen before this afternoon's contest. So obviously continuing that offensive output that he's had against this Calgary team throughout the season. And finding ways to be effective is what Tanner Howe and Braxton Whitehead have been doing.
Pats regroup at center ice. It's Keegan Slaney. Pass on the open side, over the line, right side. It's Gibson. He'll center it. Scores! It's Tanner Howe! What a look by Ty Gibson. He finds your captain in front, who picks up his 25th of the season, first in 4 games, and the Pats are up 4-0 with under 12 minutes to play in the second period.
Ty Gibson recognizes that he has some space. Dante walks his way in from the blue line to the faceoff dot. Fires a bullet of a pass across the ice, and Tanner Howe outmuscles Leonard and drives the net and tips one home. And just when we talked about the goal scoring for Tanner Howe, there he is putting one home and extending the Pats' lead to 4 in this second period. 3 goals in this middle frame now by the Pats.
And now give them 68 points on the season with a goal and 2 helpers today, Drew.
Oh, what a player he's been today for the Regina Pats. Leading by example with the offensive output so far.
And with the hits.
Regina Pat goal, his 25th of the season. Scored by number 43, Tanner Howe. Assist to number 6, Ty Gibson. And to number 23, Keegan Slaney. Top of the goal.
So Keegan Slaney picks up an assist against his hometown team and his former team in the Calgary Hitmen. Ty Gibson now with 9 assists over his last 10 games with that primary helper on Tanner Howe's third point of the game and 25th goal of the season. 11:34 to go in the second period. Pats up 4-0. Calgary gets the puck deep. Huey out of his net to play it for Regina. Bridgman for the Pats, right wing side, chips the puck up the gut and out to center. Yakimchuk knocks it down, smacks it over the Regina line. Bridgman, stretch pass up the middle, broken up. Yakimchuk over the line for Calgary. He shoots, and that one's blocked by Carson Haynes. Yakimchuk nails Rowan into the boards in the right corner. What a hit that was. Calgary now controls in the Regina zone. Bridgman pins up Pizarchuk back of the Regina goal. 9 minutes into the second, Pats up 4-0 with 3 goals here in the second stands as the puck is rimmed around the glass and out of play. And that's right. Some early goals for the Regina Pats here in the second period, all coming before the 9-minute mark. Howe, Spencer, and Peskett scoring here in the second frame after Moore opened the scoring in the first.
And it's been the Regina Pats dictating the physical play as well. In fact, I was just going to say, that's the first big hit I've seen from the Calgary Hitmen this afternoon. No surprise, though, that it comes from Carter Yakimchuk, who not only is one away from the Hitmen franchise record in goals amongst defensemen, but also has put up 99 penalty minutes this year. So, you know, he also brings the physical play, and you saw it right there with a good hit on Zane Rowan in behind the Regina Pats goal.
And the shots are fairly even as well. 17-16 brought to you by Western Pizza in favor of Calgary with 10:50 to play in the second. 4-0 Pats. Puck battle in the Regina right corner. Whitehead plays it over to Peskett. Pass up the gut. Here's Barnett out of Martinsville, Saskatchewan. Plays it over the Calgary line into the left corner. Shishkin nailed in the right corner by Barnett. Whitehead in front shoots it over the goal. Barnett forcing the turnover down low. Shishkin for Calgary. Sticked off it by Whitehead. Good drag move. Whitehead a pass in front loose. Peskett turns and fires, and that one's blocked.
And forcing the turnover there by letting them know you're there, just like Ken Schneider said. Don't have to lay a huge hit, but it's an effective body check right there, creating that chance.
Halfway through the second, 4-0 Pats. Pats have a 3-0 season series lead over Calgary, looking to make it 4 in a row. Barsic, long pass, kicked off his skate. Here's Chance over the line. At the right side, he waits. He'll center it! And Temple missed the open net. Left circle, Vaughn. Pass up top, intercepted. Calgary the other way. Here's Fawcett over the Regina line. Left side, waiting. Backhands it in front, blocked. Corbin Vaughn moves it ahead to Temple. Over the Calgary line, a bank pass. Backhanded deep by Chance behind the net. Jackson Vaughn will have it slip past his stick. Reese Hamilton, a pass up the middle, back to center, over the line, Carson Wetch for Calgary. Left side, centers it, good block in front. Chance backhands it ahead. Here's Vaughn over the line at the right side. He'll shoot, and the net is off right now as it rims around the glass back to center. Here's Fawcett over the Regina line, advances to the slot, shoots, and a block in front by Slaney.
Garrett tried to get the referee's attention, but to no avail, and he actually puts the net back on himself for the Hitmen.
Remember what happened in the playoffs last year when Bedard scored? The net was off and they had to call it back?
Yeah, and they took a long look at that one as well, too.
Slaney, long pass, redirected deep from center by Ty Spencer. Back of the Calgary net it goes. Yakimchuk for the Hitmen. Lost it. Tau in front scores! Ty Spencer! And Ty Spencer! Fletcher picks up his 20th of the season with a centering pass from Tanner Howe. Second of the game for Spencer. 5-0 Pats with 8:48 to go in the second period. 4-point game for Howe.
All three forwards involved on that goal, Dante. It starts with Sam Aremba with a strong forecheck on Yakubchuk, who turns the puck right over to Tanner Howe. Finds Ty Spencer in front, who makes no mistake, scores right along the ice, and the Pats starting to run away with this one in the second period, Dante.
It's a four-goal second stanza for the Regina Pats. Ties a season high for goals in a period. And hold on a minute. They are going to take a look at this one. It looks like Bryce Sebastian, the referee, is now going to call up to video replay, but I wonder what they might be reviewing.
Well, I wonder if they're looking to see if the net was off and they should have blown the whistle. I don't think they can take a look at that one, though. So right now, Dante, to be honest with you, your guess is as good as mine. They don't have anything up on the replay screen in the video goal judge room to my right now.
Well, you can't review offside, so what would it be?
I sorry to say, Dante, I have no idea what they would have been looking at. It's a quick review, and it's a goal.
And it's 5-0 Pats with 8:48 to go in the second period. Well, the Squirtles are going nuts tonight.
Regina Pat goal, his second of the game, 20th of the season, scored by number 19, Ty Spencer. Assist to number 43, Tanner Howe. And to number 55, Sam Aremba. Top of the top goal, 11-12.
Yakubchuk off the boards and out to center for Calgary. Here's Maxi Maranov. Cutting left, shoots the puck into the Regina zone. 5-0 Pats with 8:15 to go in the second period. Bouncing puck gets past Yakubchuk and out to center for Calgary. Ben Kindle up the middle, pushed forward. Went off Maranov's stick into the Regina right corner. Dale Ford checking for Calgary. Gets tied up against the half boards now by Aremba. Rims it around the boards. Ethan Moore for Calgary, left point. Reese Hamilton backhands it in front, intercepted. Zane Rowan the other way, turning on the Jets. Over the line, places the puck into the right corner, goes off on a change. Ethan Moore for Calgary, right side, moves it ahead. Kindle, pass into the middle, driving to the net, right side. Wetch, centering pass in front, and he almost got a man. Back at center ice for Regina, Whitehead to Vaughn. Over the Calgary line, centering pass in front, gets blocked. Back the other way, Hittman in transition. Ben Kindle over the Regina line, hands it off. Moore ran into room, chips the puck into the middle, and now Barsic jumps to center ice for the Pats. In over the Calgary line, slips the puck into the right corner in the final 7:15 of the second. 5-0 Pats. Right boards, Wilson to hold it in for the Regina Pats. Gets it back from Whitehead, almost made a move to the goal. Puck cleared around the boards by Moore. Slaney at the left point holds it in and shoots. And a glove save by Alex Garrett. 5-0 Pats, 7 minutes to play in the second period. Media timeout brought to you by 22 Fresh. You're listening to Bennett Dunlop for Regina Pats Hockey on 620 CKRM.
Big night tonight. You're listening to Bennett Dunlop Ford Regina Pats Hockey on the voice of Saskatchewan, 620 CKRM.
Face-off and neutralized. Media timeout brought to you by 22 Fresh. Or, pardon me, face-off to our left inside the Calgary zone. And we do have a goaltending switch as Ethan Bonaventura comes in replace of Alex Garrett. 5-0 Pats with 7 minutes to play in the second period. 4 goals here in this second period for Regina after it was 1-0 after one.
Yeah, and before that goaltending change, 5 goals on 19 shots. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's a pull because Alex Garrett hadn't been playing well, because really the Pats have been all over the Hitmen in this second period. Maybe one of those pulls where you're just trying to spark your club for the Calgary Hitmen.
So Alex Garrett plays 33 minutes of action, gives up 5 goals on a total of 19 shots in this one. And it looks like an icing on the Regina Pats with 6:45 to play in the second. 5-0 Regina. Tanner Howe leading the way with a goal and 3 helpers for a season-high 4 points. Ty Spencer, meanwhile, has 2 goals in this game. Now 20 goals on the season, second on the Regina Pats roster. He becomes the second Pats player to reach 20 goals.
Yeah, and the next one that's probably going to do it is going to be Sam Aremba, who's now sitting on 19 goals, and he's been dangerous as well this afternoon with a couple big hits in the neutral zone and creating some opportunities too.
And it looks like Slaney will ice this puck as well. Taking a look at the rest of the box score. Braxton Whitehead with two helpers. He's got a multi-point game. But other than that, it's been scoring from throughout the lineup. You see Zach Moore getting a goal. Logan Peskett has a goal as well. Jackson Vaughn, Sam Aremba picking up assists. Keegan Slaney with an assist. Ty Gibson with an assist.
And Corbin Vaughn with a really, really big fight in that first period that really got this Pats team going.
Shot off the post, off the faceoff, won by Calgary as Carson Wetch hit the iron. Right point for Calgary. They hold the Regina line. Williams drives it down low to the corner. At the right corner area, Whitehead on him, dug up by Wetch. Fawcett at the right point, takes a shot, and it's punched aside by Huey. Yakimchuk takes it to the goal line, and he's checked head first into the boards by Slaney, and I'm sure he didn't mean that one, of course, against his old teammate, as Yakimchuk is down, slow to get up, draws a little bit of a crowd, although the Hitmen understand that Slaney did not mean to do that. It's going to be boarding to the Pats' 20-year-old defenseman out of Airdrie, Alberta. Pats to lead 5-0 with over 6 minutes to play in the second.
Yeah, it takes a lot to keep Yakimchuk down, and Slaney was just trying to knock him off the puck. He turned on him a little bit, but like you said, you know Slaney's not that type of player. Yakimchuk was down momentarily, is backing up, and they are going to call it boarding, and it's just going to be 2 minutes, and it was right on the numbers right there, and Yakimchuk obviously didn't see that one coming, stayed down momentarily, is back up. The Pats are going to have to kill one off late in the second period.
Face off on the blocker side of UNGUA. It's their first man advantage of this second period. Calgary heads to their second power play of the night. They are 0-for-1. Right point, here's Moore whiffing for the Hitmen. Near the dot. Pizarchuk across to Fawcett, left circle, walks in, he loads, centers it in front, and poked aside by Huey. Tanner House slams it off the boards near the line. It's held in there by Calgary's defenseman Pizarchuk. Puck got stuck on the dasher near the right boards. Now it's under a couple of sticks and skates at the right wing side of the Regina zone. Here's Muranov, pokes it back of the Pats goal, left corner, Fawcett for Calgary, can't center it. Good block by Haynes. Now Muranov pins it up against the boards. Kick near the left boards. Greenway, now Moore, right circle, centered it across. Muranov, drop pass, Fawcett loads. He shoots, and a low save by Huey in the butterfly. Left point, Pizarchuk across to Moore. Right circle, a pass goes all the way to the right corner. Muranov back up top for Calgary. Minute to go on their power play. Moore across the slot. Fawcett, wrist shot, missed the net. Try to go high glove on him. 5-0 Pats with 5 minutes and change to play in the second. Bouncing puck near the midpoint. Calgary holds the line. Moore down low. Muranov, sharp angle shot is stopped by Huey. Muranov backhands it in front. Pizarchuk across to Moore, and it just slipped off his stick. Tanner Howell swipes at it and pokes it across the line and out to center. And then Howell gets taken out, and I think the Pats are going to get 4-on-4 hockey now.
Well, that's just a gritty effort by Tanner Howe, Dante, not only to get the puck out on the second or even third try, but then to keep his feet moving and draw the penalty, and it's going to be a tripping call coming to the Calgary Hitmen and Tyson Greenway. And like you said, we're going to have 4-on-4 hockey for 38 seconds, and then it will be the Pats back to an abbreviated power play. Good job by Tanner Howe just to keep his feet moving, gets the puck out eventually, and then draws a penalty. And those are the little things that he does that sometimes don't show up on the scoreboard or even sometimes, unfortunately, go on. Notice, but finding ways to be effective, gets the puck out when the Hitmen were controlling well on the power play, and suddenly will have give his team a power play in 38 seconds.
5-0 Pats, 4:50 to play in the second, face off in the Calgary zone at the far circle. Spencer takes the draw for Regina. Lost it. Wetch has the puck for Calgary.
Jason Greenway, 2 minutes for tripping.
Wetch, a centering pass, got stuck in skates as it was intended to find the 30-goal score for Calgary in Tulk. Here's Aremba busting over the Calgary line at the right side, drags it down low, cuts in front, and the net comes off.
Well, that net came off rather easily. I'm not blaming Buenaventura right there, but it looked like he barely touched it, and it went sliding all the way back almost to the wall behind the net when Sam Aremba was in the process of making a beautiful drive to the net. Looking for 20 on the season, Dante, Sam Aremba.
Now with an assist today, 4:29 to play in the second, 5-0 Pats. Four goals in the second period for Regina. And the Pats will head to the power play in 17 seconds. Face-off in the right circle in the Calgary zone. Spencer gets tied up. Face-off won by Mays for the Hitmen. Here's Yakimchuk for Calgary. Skates to center ice, pushes it forward. Dale over the Regina line for Calgary. Right side, gets it down low to Yakimchuk. 24 goals this season as a defenseman. Leads the Western Hockey League. His shot is blocked. And Slaney out of the penalty box. Unable to grab it. And now for Calgary, Mays will push it down the ice. Now the Pats on the Leaper Financial Group and Dynamic Core Benefits power play for a second time today. Right point, slap shot, Kindle stop, rebound, stopped by Huey with the glove, and he plays it aside. Dale with the shot. Here comes Regina the other way. Slaney to center ice. Temple over the line, and the Pats go offside.
Man, is Ewan Huey in the zone though, Dante? That was a beautiful glove save. And now we have a crowd down in the Hitman zone.
And it looks like the Pats are getting a penalty right here.
And I think it might just be for the third man in as a little bit of a disagreement started and everybody kind of came in and tried to find a partner. And I think you're right. I think it is going to be maybe just the Pats getting a penalty. But actually, we do have a Hitman member being escorted. It's Yakimchuk going to the penalty box. So it's going to be the Regina Pats with a 5-on-3 for 57 seconds, Dante.
And Yakimchuk puts his arms up in the air.
He's pointing up at the score clock and saying,
look at Hamilton, the head coach for Calgary. He's not happy.
And I wonder, Yakimchuk better be careful or he's going to get more than just the 2 minutes here. He thought that there should have been a Regina Pats player going to the box as well, as there was a whole crowd involved, but they're just taking one this afternoon, it looks like. And this time it's Yakimchuk.
5-0 Pats, 3:47 to go in the second period. Shots 21-19 for Calgary, brought to you by Western Pizza. 5-on-3 power play coming up for the Pats. Vaughn, Wilson, Schentz, Temple, and Slaney on the ice. Temple gathers it up over to Slaney at the midpoint against his former team. Over to Temple for the Pats. Back to Slaney. Midpoint. Almost lost a handle on it. Takes it to the left boards to hold the line. Wilson for Slaney at the left point. Now Schentz at the right wing circle. Holds up. Gets it down low. Vaughn. Pass in front, broken up. Vaughn up top for Temple for the Pats. Cole Temple, left circle, loads. He fires a shot. That's blocked. Keegan Slaney at the right point for Regina. Hands it off. Schentz, a down low pass. Vaughn in front. Temple shoots, and a pad saved by Bonaventura. Zach Schentz at the right point gathers it up for Regina. Now to Temple. Left dot. Centering pass in front. Scores! Off the skate of Vaughn and in! Jackson Vaughn, it's 6-0 Pats with under 3 minutes to play in the second period. Give Vaughn now picking up, I believe it would be his 14th of the season.
And with the score being 5-0, it's not the usual suspects, Dante, that are out there to start that power play or that 5-on-3, but they get the job done. Good job by Cole Temple, recognizing that Jackson Vaughn was in front, and Vaughn does just enough to get his skate free, and he directs that one into the net, and it's the Pats extending their lead and running away with this one this afternoon at the Brandt Center.
Now 10 power play goals for the Pats over their last six games. Jackson Vaughn with his 14th.
It's 14th of the season, scored by number 51, Jackson Vaughn. Assist to number 28, Cole Temple. And to number 42, Zachary Schentz. Time of the power play goals.
Left point, Ty Gibson to the right point for Whitehead. Pats have now 45 seconds to go on the Yakimchuk penalty. Still in the power play right now with 2:30 to go in the second. 6-0 Pats. And they're looking to keep it going. Their first unit is out there. Here's a Rembut center over the Calgary line at the left side. Drives to the net. He'll center it in front. It's stuck in the crease. Loose puck. Almost got to Peskett. Back the other way. Bocharov for the Hitman. Floats it down the ice. He's charging in on Ty Gibson. Beats Gibson to the puck. And now Peskett has it for Regina. Peskett stays to center. Right side, chips the puck into the right corner. Anthony Wilson down low. Centering pass is blocked by Reese Hamilton for Calgary. Now in the Hitman, right corner for the Hitman. It's going to be pushed out by Bocharov. Back to center ice. Corbin Vaughn for the Pats. Cross ice. Barsic over the line. Right side, drop pass. Wilson from skate to stick couldn't pull the trigger. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Yakimchuk out of the box for Calgary. Final minute, 30 of the second. It's a five-goal second period for the Pats. They're up 6-0. Bocharov over the Regina line. Backhands the puck into the corner. Here's Tanner Howe at the left boards. Gains center ice. Shoots the puck towards the Calgary net, and it's covered up by Ethan Bonaventura with a minute and change to play in the second.
Well, after a really, really good first period for the Regina Pats, the second period has kind of made that strong effort they came out with look like nothing. As you mentioned, five goals in this second period, and the Pats not to be denied this afternoon in the middle frame after the last couple of games. The second period hadn't gone their way, but they really, really are showing that they know what's at stake this afternoon and that they're going to be away from home for a long time, and they're sending themselves off with a really, really strong effort, and let's hope they can continue it into the third period, running away with this one today.
Faceoff won by Calgary in their own zone. Osborne up the boards, trickles out to center. Tall can't shoot it forward. Howe tags up, takes it over the Calgary line, makes a nice move, and he gets tangled up by Shichkin. Last minute to play in the second, 6-0 Pats. Howe evades a check, takes it over the Calgary line. Left side slips into the corner, centering pass in front, almost got Bridgman. Fawcett slides it out to center. Carson Wetch whacks it over the line, gets around Carson Haynes, into the Pats right corner, swipes it around the boards. Left point, Leonard off the wall, and back over to Fawcett near the left point, across the line, off Hamilton's skate. Behind the Regina net, here's Tanner Howe for the Pats. Leaves it there for Carson Haynes in the final 30 seconds of the second. 6-0 Pats with five of them coming in the second period. Redirected deep by Spencer from center. Calgary back the other way. Pass for Pajarchuk. Missed his stick. Ends up behind the Regina net. 5 seconds to play in the second period. Loose puck below the Regina goal line. Whitehead flips it off the glass up the middle. Knocked down at the midpoint. And a hand pass is going to be called at the buzzer. It's 6-0 Pats after 40 minutes of play with five coming in the second period. You're listening to Bennett Dunlop for Regina Pats Hockey on 620 CKRM.